Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. Watching Eastern Sierra now, where the news is local, the facts are fresh, and the puns, well, we try to keep them in season at least. Today, we've got trail updates, firework plans, roadwork advisories, job opportunities, and yes, maybe just a sprinkle of thunder in the forecast. So whether you're biking Mammoth, dodging Caltrans cones, or dreaming of your next meal in Mammoth, we've got you covered. And hey, it's National Pink Day. So to everyone out there rocking blush, bubblegum, or fuchsia, this one's for you. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on YouTube, follow Eastern Sierra Now on social, and tell your neighbor who still thinks dial-up is a thing, we're where the Sierra gets its scoop. In culinary news, Mammoth's food scene is turning heads. From hearty breakfast to fine dining touches, Mammoth Lakes Tourism is looking to support local restaurants by featuring them in a new campaign. This campaign aims to spotlight different restaurants in the area, encouraging locals and tourists alike to support the hidden gems of the area. This is not meant to be an advertisement, but rather a way to highlight the delicious restaurants, bars, cafes, and food trucks in our area. Show your local pride and maybe check out some of these restaurants when the campaign is in full swing. And if you want your restaurant to be featured, please email Laura Waddles at Mammoth Tourism with the subject line Restaurant Campaign. Now, for the details on the biggest bang of the holiday season, Crowley Lake's 4th of July Spectacular. The town of Mammoth Lakes, in partnership with Crowley Lake Fish Camp, will host its annual fireworks show on Friday, July 4th. The Sky Concert promises nearly 900 shells launched over a 17-minute display, beginning at 9:15 p.m. Admission costs include $30 per vehicle or $5 per person for those walking or biking, with children 12 and under for free. Additionally, live music performed by the Felt Cutouts will be featured from 6 to 8 p.m. With food and beverage available for purchase at the Pelican Point Grill, remember, no personal fireworks allowed in Mono County. Leave the pyrotechnics to the professionals and maybe leave your pets at home. This annual tradition draws crowds from around the region with elevated water levels and limited shoreline parking. Early arrival is encouraged. Today's news is powered by JS Automotive, Bishop's trusted spot for expert auto repair done right. Whether your check engine light is on, your brakes are talking back, or you just need a solid oil change before your next Highway 395 road trip, JS Automotive has your back. Honest service, check. Fair pricing, of course. Skilled mechanics who actually explain what's going on with your vehicle, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Just check the reviews. Locals love them for a reason. Call today or just stop by JS Automotive. They will get you rolling smooth in no time. Caltrans has issued its latest traffic advisory for Eastern Kern, Inyo, and Mono counties. Here's what drivers should know for the week ahead. In Mono County, ongoing projects near Bridgeport and Mammoth Lakes will result in traffic delays, so plan accordingly. In Inyo County, the Olancha-Cartago four-lane project is still ongoing with intermittent closures and speed reductions. Additionally, there is ongoing paving work in Bishop, ADA upgrades at Fish Springs, and shoulder work near Sonora Junction. Bottom line, if you're hitting the roads this week, drive alert, expect possible lane delays, and plan extra time for real-time updates. Check Caltrans Quick Map. Looking for your next big opportunity in public service? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, the GBUAPCD, is hiring an administrative services officer, a key leadership role offering challenge, variety, and impact. Be prepared to lead and oversee the district's administrative and fiscal operations, manage budgeting, accounting, HR, payroll, and contracts, and be part of a mission-driven agency that protects air quality across the Eastern Sierra. If you have a strong background in public administration or finance and proven experience in leadership planning and interdepartmental coordination, you may be just what the district is looking for. This position boasts a work-life balance in the stunning Eastern Sierra, a stable public agency with meaningful work and excellent benefits, including CalPERS, paid holidays, and continuing education support. Visit GBUAPCD.org for full details and application materials. All right, let's keep this show moving. We got a lot of events taking place this weekend. So without further ado, Minaret Cinemas in Mammoth is showing Despicable Me 4 this week, today through Thursday, as part of their Kids Summer Series. Enjoy discounts on food and tickets and a respite from the heat. Tonight, Distant Brewing is holding their weekly open mic night event beginning at 6 p.m. Tomorrow through Thursday, the Bishop Paiute Tribe Youth Program is holding a Roots to Rise Leading with Land and Culture event with We Are Living Arts. Voila. This event is for ages 14 through 18 and will take place between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. with breakfast and lunch provided. in honor of Elder Abuse Awareness Month, Inyo County Health and Human Services is holding its second bingo event tomorrow at the Lone Pine Senior Center beginning at 1:30 p.m. Also tomorrow, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce will be holding a business after hours event at the California Welcome Center in Mammoth beginning at 5 p.m. The event is free, but RSVPs are required. Lastly, the Mammoth Brewing Company is holding its weekly trivia night tomorrow beginning at 6:30 p.m. As always, you can learn more about these events at easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app like everybody else. All right, riders and road warriors, this is your Mammoth Mountain Bike Report, where the trails are open, the views are stunning, and the motocross crowd might test your patience on the drive up. 18 trails are open for business, offering everything from mellow beginner berms to rugged single track. Still, no pro line glory yet. Those heavy hitters are coming, but not today. The Discovery Chair number 11 is spinning with the gondola to Mid-Mountain, scheduled to launch June 26. Heads up, Mammoth Motocross roars in this week, so give yourself extra time. Expect more traffic, so maybe skip the triple espresso and leave earlier. If you're riding Mammoth today, enjoy the ride, helmet up, pad on, stay alert, and keep one eye out for motocross mud gladiators. At least they make good road stories. That's your Mammoth Bike Report. Ride safe, ride smart, and keep the rubber side down.
The magic of Northern Inyo is we're a small town hospital with a really close-knit community, and we want you to feel like that. When you walk in our doors, like the emergency department, we know you're scared, we know you're in pain, and we want you to feel comforted instantly. But at the same time, you're going to be met with state-of-the-art care. You're going to be met with dynamic and changing protocols and policies and equipment and techniques to be able to take care of you. And that's the work that goes on behind the scenes. We don't necessarily want the patient or need the patient to know about all the fancy new equipment and software that we're using, but it's there in the background and it's supporting awesome care that you're going to see. If our patients feel like they're being heard, they can build a relationship with our physicians, then they're going to trust in the healthcare system.
Now for your weather update, brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, serving up hearty plates and comfort vibes across the Eastern Sierra. In Bishop today, expect mostly sunny highs in the low 80s, but keep an eye out, afternoon storms could pop up. Tomorrow, mostly sunny again and warming up with highs near 88. Perfect for patio plans or steak if you've reserved your table at Back Alley. On Wednesday, expect clear skies and a sizzling 93. Stay hydrated and maybe swing by Back Alley for an ice cold iced tea or lemonade on the way home. Up in Mammoth, expect cool and cloudy skies this morning with showers and possibly an afternoon thunderstorm. Temps will max in the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine breaks through the clouds, reaching a comfortable upper 60s, ideal for a lakeside bike ride or warm soup. And on Wednesday, a sunny and pleasant day awaits with highs around 75. Prime time for hiking, biking, or even treating yourself to a celebratory burger at, you guessed it, Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Whether you're soaking up Bishop's warmth or embracing Mammoth's mountain breeze, Back Alley Bowl and Grill has your back and your appetite. Grab a meal, enjoy the weather. And that's it for today's ride through the news, where the weather changes faster than Mammoth lift lines and the updates are always altitude adjusted. Big thanks to our sponsor, Jayos Automotive. Juan over there, you're the best. The best place in town to get your car back in tip-top shape before your next summer adventure. And a final shout out to all you pink-loving legends. Go ahead, make the Eastern Sierra fabulous today. Till next time, stay curious, stay kind, and we'll see you now on Eastern Sierra Now.